If it weren't for lightning, my pal Marty would have been trapped in 1955 forever. Or at least until 1956. You see, a bolt of lightning contains over 100 million volts of electricity. Translated into wattage, that's, volts times amps in... Well, anyway, plenty of power to activate the flux capacitor, that's for sure. Let's see that again. My challenge, of course, was to harness this massive jolt of electricity. Thank goodness for Benjamin Franklin and his invention, the lightning rod. Not many people know this, but I had the honor of being present in Philadelphia on the very day in 1752 that Mr. Franklin conducted his famous kite experiment. A key moment in history. Although, of course, the whole thing started here in Hill Valley some years later.
Back to the future is my favorite thing. Always talk about it and write songs to sing. Even though there was never a part four, Marty McFly is coming back for more. I don't make money, get no fame. Love for these characters is what I blame. Podcast about comics and cartoons and more, cause there's still things to explore in Marty McFly 4. It's Marty McFly 4. Can you feel it?
Diddly boop beep ba ba da boo beep boop ba boop beep ba da boo. Welcome back, everybody. It's March 7th, which means it's day 7 of year 4 of Marty McFly. And today, we're back. We're back talking about the animated series as we go back to episode 6. Of the first season, Go Fly a Kite. But before we get there, I'm excited because this isn't the only podcast that I do. And if you go to fansnotexperts.com, you'll see that there are a lot of other podcasts, and I'm in or do most of them. I have a podcast I do with some old friends, some friends of the pod, and some friends that I've had my entire life. If you know Chris, he's been on Marty McFly. He was in Joggist. He's called into Movie Month, and he's been talking about The Office for 3 years on sitcom All Ye Faithful. I do a movie podcast with him called Fine Movies, Fine Spirits. You can find every episode of fansnotexperts.com or the fansnotexperts YouTube page. And we love to talk about movies. We love to talk about movies. We'd love to talk about movies that, you know, are classics. And next time that we record, because we actually just recorded an episode tonight. Now, this is not a Marty McFly related episode that we recorded tonight. We went back and watched David Fincher's 7. So that's the next episode that's going to be coming out soon. But after that, I'm excited. I want to get this episode, that episode up and done and ready soon, because my friends, this feels like a Marty McFly miracle. I call it a Marty McBonus because over at Fine Movies, Fine Spirits, we will be discussing my favorite movie and your favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future, which I just think is fantastic. I'm excited to talk about it. I'm excited to venture, to venture and talk about it with other people. And it's going to be interesting because I haven't watched it in a while. You know, I watched it a ton of times. Then I watched the sequels. Then I watched the sequels. And I'm like, I need to revisit it. And I'm luckily I own it, so I can watch it whenever I want, as many times as I want. And you all know that. But you know, this isn't about the movie. We've talked about the movie, and I hope you enjoyed the comic book talk yesterday, because there are a lot of other comic Back to the Future comics that I don't own and haven't read, and I kind of want to do that now to expand the universe. Because let's be honest, the cartoon, while it does expand the universe, it does it in a very childish way, and we'll talk more about that as we get ready to talk about this episode, Go Fly a Kite. Tell me, Doctor, where are we going this time? Is this the 50s?
Or 1999?
This is me. All I wanted to do was play my guitar and sing. So take me away, I don't mind. But you gotta promise me I'll be back in time. Bam, bam, be-doo. It'll be time. Back in time. Cause it's the Back to the Future cartoon. Da, da, da. Yes, we are back talking about the cartoon. This is Go Fly a Kite, and I have some information that I pulled up on it. And of course, I lost it. Here we go. Go Fly a Kite originally aired October 26th, 1991. And I'm trying to think. That's got to be around the time that I went to go see Van Halen and Alice in Chains in concert. October 26th, because it was definitely 90. You know what? I could be crazy. It could be 92 that we went to see Van Halen. I think it was 91. I'm going to say 91 we went to Van Halen. Alice in Chains, who I liked and really later loved. But that night, I don't know. I don't know if they were really into it. Opening for Van Halen seems like a weird fit. But we took limos. We're like five high school kids. And we took limos. I think my brother was in college already by then. It was awesome. It was for the Four Unlawful Carnal Knowledge Tour, you know, Pound Cake. It was at the Boston Garden. I don't think it was, the TD Garden was even a place yet. I think this was still the Boston Garden, I think. In fact, I'm pretty positive it was the ye old Boston Garden. But anyway, that has nothing to do with this episode. So as I said, this episode aired October 26th, 1991. And it was directed by, I have it written down here, and I lost it already. Are you kidding? Actually, they don't have it written down on the wiki. You know, if you're going to do a wiki, you do it right. But I have it. They always wait to the animated part to get to the... Directed by John Hayes. But here's the interesting thing. It was written by John Ludden, John Loy, Michael Zimbalist, and Randy Gale. Now, I can't find anything on Randy Gale. Is that Bob Gale's brother? Is Randy a woman? Is it Bob Gale's wife? I have no idea. But I just thought, oh, a Gale. And they wrote like one episode and one other thing. But... Okay, that's just interesting that it took four people to write the episode that I'm about to tell you. I don't know if it's a four-person thing. I don't know if someone just threw an idea out and all of a sudden they get credit. I really don't know how it takes four people. But anyway, this episode, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be amazing because it opens up on the clock tower. Not a cartoon version of the clock tower. It opens up on the clock tower. In 1955, the night Marty and Doc go back to the future is an interesting thing, though. Now that we're seeing clips from the original movie of Doc at the clock tower, connecting the wires just as the lightning strike, and just as Marty goes back to, 1985. But I don't think we see Michael J. Fox, so I wonder if they don't or can't use him, but they can use Christopher Lloyd because he's on the show. But I thought that was interesting. And then we jump to, quote-unquote, current day. Doc is in his laboratory talking about the importance of lightning and how a lightning bolt, he says, without that, you heard that clip at the beginning, without that, Marty would have been stuck in 1955 forever, or at least until 1956. It took four people to write a joke, I guess, that doesn't make any sense to me. What would happen in 1956? Do they know of another lightning strike? Like, I don't understand how that makes any sense to me. But anyway, they made Doc say, it's 100,000 volts. And what is that in wattage? Let me see. He tries to do the calculation. He's like, oh, it's a lot. Well, we know it's a lot. It's 1.21 gigawatts. A lot. Or gigawatts, if you want to be correct. But he talks about the importance of lightning and the importance of Benjamin Franklin and his discovery of electricity, and how, you know, he actually was there the night that Ben Franklin discovered electricity. But the story actually starts in the future. And I thought he meant the future. I think it starts many years. I don't know. Whatever he said, it made me think that we were going to 2015 because everything looked futuristic. It looked like future Hill Valley. Or did it look like future Hill Valley? Actually, no, it looks like current. I'm confused. I thought it was future Hill Valley. Turns out all of a sudden you see these giant pair of dice rolling across the courtyard, and you realize we're looking at a close-up version of a board game that Jules and Vern are playing. Then Jules and Vern get into an argument, and Vern starts telling him he's adopted. And I guess a lot of older brothers can be really cruel like that and tell him, you're adopted. You're not smart. You don't look anything like us. And you're not anything like us. You're so different. You're adopted. And Vern's like, no, I'm not. He thinks he is, but he goes to check with his dad. And he goes, how come there's no baby pictures of me? He goes, I have a baby picture of you. Look. And Doc is working on a invention that can take a photo of anyone at any time, in any time period. Now, that seems like a real creepy way to get photos of someone that they don't want taken. But okay, this is a cartoon. And he goes, look. And he pulls up a picture of Jules, of Vern back in the 1700s with Benjamin Franklin. And Vern is like, oh my God, this must be my dad. I must be really old. So Doc was about to talk to him about it, but instead dinner came and Doc could give a shit about Vern's feelings and wants to go eat dinner. While he does that, Vern steals the DeLorean. And what I like about this is that it's good old fashioned. Drive the DeLorean until it gets 88, and the car disappears, and you get the trails of fire from the tires. That's like the first time we've seen that. Everything else has been like stupid slingshots and all kinds of craziness. This was classic. So, but for some reason, when he gets there, he's flying, which doesn't make any sense. He flies right at Ben Franklin when Ben Franklin's doing his kite routine, and screws up the whole kite thing, and Ben's like, I'm not able to find my invention. It almost sounded like he was doing a Jim Beckus, Thurston Howell the Third type of voice. But whatever it was, I liked Ben Franklin's voice. It was kind of funny. So the night was clear. Ben's like, I guess I'm not going to be able to invent electricity. So back in 1991, they're like, where the hell could he be? What's going on? This doesn't make any sense. And then all the power goes out. And my friends, this is what bothers me in this episode. Now, yes, it's a cartoon for children, but I'm not looking at it like that. If Ben Franklin does not invent electricity, and nobody ever from there invents electricity, why would the power go out in 1991? There shouldn't be things to be powered in the first place. Like, it's weird because what happens if we're with these people? We're going back and forth between times, which is never done in the time travel movies because you can't, like, you only see the results afterwards. So we're kind of seeing results as they happen, but it almost feels like they shouldn't know about electricity. If electricity doesn't exist, it shouldn't just go out in all their appliances And Marty comes over. He's like, what's going on with electricity? That's my Marty. And Doc's doesn't even waste any time. Doesn't worry about Vern. He's like, I'm busy converting all the appliances to steam. Like, what? That's what you're worried about? But for some reason, when you, even though the electricity doesn't work, when you plug in the refrigerator to steam, there's a screen on the fridge that, I think it's a refrigerator, that allows Vern to leave a message saying, you're not my family anymore. You know, you're not my family anymore. And they're like, he could be anywhere. And Marty's like, look, zoom in. Somehow he's able to zoom in into the picture and then go into the car and see that they're actually in September 2nd, 1752 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Doc's like, that's the night that Ben Franklin invented electricity. Thank you, Marty. Let's go back. So they take the train, which run by steam, and they're able to go back. While that's going on, Vern is back with Ben Franklin, and he's bugging him. He's bothering him. He's like, he keeps calling him dad. You're my dad. He messes with his inventions. He just really bothers him. Then we see this British soldier, you know, marching around downtown Philly. We hear the crackle. The train shows up, and they're like, the British guy's like, what you doing? Who are you, crazy sons of bitches? He didn't say that. But he's like, what's up, bruv? He didn't say that either. But basically, they're like, we're looking for, I forget what the hell they said, to be honest with you. But it's like, they're there to get Vern back. That's, they're there. That doesn't make any sense. I was just doing a quote from The Simpsons. They're there, child. They're there. So, they're like, we're here celebrating the 4th of July. He's like, 4th of July? It's bloody September. And then Marty and Doc run off. The soldier goes to chase them, but they're able to, I don't know what the hell they do. They're able to go to Ben Franklin's house. They know his address, I guess. And he shows up. He's like, Benjamin Franklin, it's wonderful to meet you. Vern sees him. He's like, no chance. Somehow piles a bunch of furniture up like 200 feet to a window that somehow, for some reason, is that high, and escapes, jumps out the window. Doc goes to chase him. He falls out the window. All this stuff crashes down. Doesn't kill Benjamin Franklin, but all this pieces crash down, and a chair he has turns into a rocking chair. And of course, Benjamin Franklin invented the rocking chair. So there's a one that's like, I like when they make it like this is how these things were invented, because now Vern and Doc is chasing Vern through the streets. And these two guys are walking a bell in the middle of the road. Vern goes right by it, and Doc slams into it, cracking it, because now it's the Liberty Bell. Vern gets chased all the way to a clock tower. Sounds familiar. Runs to the top. All these bricks fall down, and Doc is like, my son! He starts freaking out, pulling all these things. He's like, my son just fell off of Independence Hall. And these two local guys go, that's the local courthouse. There's no such thing as Independence Hall, but that does have a nice ring to it. So he's freaking out. Vern sees this going on and starts crying. He's like, wow, that guy really does love me. He must really be my dad. But then he almost falls off the clock tower. So Doc runs up the clock tower, catches him, but then they both fall off the clock tower. But while they're hanging there, they're like, oh God, I'm your son. I love you no matter what. And so they're all perfect again. They're about to fall, but Marty and Einstein go and get the train. They pick up the train. They swoop down while they're going by. Somehow they fall perfectly in the train. They end up being fine. And he's like, great, let's go back, you know, to back to the future. Hooray. While they're heading back to the future, before they go, they have to make sure that the Benjamin Franklin invents electricity. So what Ben Franklin thinks is a storm is actually them in the train creating a storm. They make fake thunder. They make fake rain with a hose. I don't know where they got the water. They make fake lightning using this invention that makes lightning. And Ben is able to figure out how to make electricity, which means back in 1991, Jules and Clara are there. They're literally burning furniture. They've been without electricity for 45 minutes, and they're burning furniture to I guess either make it hot or to cook something. I mean, it's like They wasted no time. I feel like if there was an apocalypse, they would easily just start killing their neighbors and taking over. Like, they'd be those people that live in the trash heap in Walking Dead. It's like the zombies have been there for like 2 years or whatever. And all of a sudden, these people, they speak differently and they live in trash. Like, that was dumb. So we're back. Everyone's back together. They're about to, they're eating, oh, they don't have any furniture. That's kind of funny. They're all sitting on the floor. They're eating chocolate cake. And Vern is like, hey, can I have the last piece? And Jules is like, you stupid, selfish. And then he goes, you know what? You're my very real brother. You can have my piece. And they give like a little hug to each other, kind of. And that's the end of the episode. Then we get Doc, Christopher Lloyd, one more time. And we jump over to, Bill Nye, science guy. And they're talking static electricity, the exciting world of static electricity, showing socks stuck together. And then Bill Nye shows how balloons can stick together. I still don't know why they're both needed, but okay. That's really it. Then we jump back to Doc one more time. His hair is standing on his head. He's like, I have a big date with Clary. I need to look my best. But he turns around, walks away, and he's got socks stuck all over his back from static cling. And that is it. Clara's in it for a second. Biff is only in it in one moment in the video, in the board game that they're playing as a hologram. There is no 1770s version of Biff Tannen, which I thought was interesting. I feel like that's the first time in a while. I'm starting to think we're never going to see the McFly family. We're never going to see George. We're never going to see Lorraine. We might see them in the comic books. I think we will see them in the comic books based on the covers that I've seen. But it doesn't seem like we're going to... I don't want to look them up to see who's in this. Like, oh, you know, this one plays George McFly in one episode. I hope we see them. I just want to see them once. Don't you? You know? But I think I'm done. I think that's it for today. It's pretty short, pretty simple. You know, we're just talking about kites and electricity. All they do is go to the past. It's like you're getting a little tiny bit of history lesson. I don't think there are any fun facts in this episode. You know, back to the facts. We didn't see any of that in this. Again, the whole idea of them, you know, Benjamin Franklin not inventing electricity, so in the future, none of them should know what electricity is. But it's weird because Clara's been, you know, in the eight. No, I guess she's been in the 18 something. The electricity wouldn't be there either, so she would have never seen it. So it's an interesting thought, you know, for a dumb cartoon. And I like making dumb, interesting thoughts about dumb cartoons. But I think I'm done. It's late. I've already recorded. This is my second podcast recording this evening. I'm going to lie down, maybe read a book until I pass out and fall asleep. I'm already on the weekend, which is nice. I have a 3-day weekend. I have tomorrow off. So I plan on getting tomorrow's episode out earlier than this. And then we're dog sitting for the weekend. But, you know, these dogs don't mind if I podcast. You might hear me talking to certain dogs because there'll be more than one here. There'll be two, which is more than one. But that's it. I am done. Now, listen, let's do some housekeeping. You can find every episode of this podcast at fansnotexperts.com and at fansnotexperts on YouTube. And you can find me on all the socials at Geek Mentality. I'm talking Blue Sky, Twitter, Threads, Instagram, Mastodon.social, at Geek Mentality. Get it? That's the name of the show. That's really, you know, I know I'm doing Marchie McFly, but the name of this podcast is Geek Mentality. That's what I named it. And I think, and I thank you for listening and subscribing. And you know all the rest of the lyrics, right? They're coming up right now. Because here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this.
episode.
FabNod Experts.